Good evening. My name is Carlos, and I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Research. We should like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind to share your opinion and be brief? Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no? Anybody works for that new media outlet? Can you share your opinion? I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm not able to hear you, ma'am.
I'm sorry. We listen to the radio and we read the newspaper.
Understood. But does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Anybody works for those institutions, organizations?
We don't work for them.
Okay, excellent, ma'am. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely, probably, 50-50, will or will not vote?
We always vote.
Should I record your answers as definitely or probably?
I couldn't understand you.
Should I record your answer as definitely you going to vote or probably you going to vote?
We definitely will.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, just to make sure that we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age?
Let me see. I can't count for high.
That's funny, man. I wish I have your spirit, man. Thank you, man. I love your spirit. Now, just to be sure, we represented everybody. And may I ask your age, please? White, Caucasian, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, Indian?
I'm white.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Well, I probably shouldn't tell that.
Understood, ma'am. Okay, thank you. And thinking about that direction the country is headed in, and generally speaking, are you very satisfied, or just satisfied, or dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? How do you feel?
I think we're going downhill, so I guess that would be dissatisfied.
Thank you. And believe me, all your answers are completely confidential, ma'am. I do want to thank you for your patience. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns that some people say they want their members of Congress most focused on. For each one, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, and 0 if it's not important at all, okay? Now, the issue of reducing crime, how important is that issue for you, ma'am, from 0 to 10?
So it's a 10.
Thank you. And lowering taxes, what number?
Well, that would be probably a 5.
Thank you. And protecting abortion rights, what number?
And 0.
Thank you. And securing the southern border?
A 10.
And creating more jobs and raising wages?
Maybe a 5.
Thank you. And creating more affordable housing? What number?
5.
Thank you. And funding for drugs and substance abuse programs, how important of an issue is that for you?
5.
And tackling the climate change?
0.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving right along, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using the scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. Any number from 0 to 100, and if you have no opinion or never heard that person or organization, please say so. Lori Chavez Redemir. Denimer.
Never heard of them.
I'm sorry?
I don't recognize that name.
Never heard of her? Okay.
Never heard of her.
Okay, thank you. Now, Tina, Gothix?
Haven't heard of her either.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And how about Joe Biden?
No. I have heard of him.
And what number, from 0 to 100, how warm and favorable do you feel towards him?
Well, I wish we had a different man in the presidency.
Okay, understood. You might, you know, that's what they do in the service. They take your opinions into consideration, believe me. So how should I recall your answer for Joe Biden? How warm and favorable do you feel towards him from 0 to 100?
No, maybe 20.
Thank you. And Janelle Bynum?
I couldn't understand what the name you said.
Okay. Is Bynum. Do you recognize the name?
I don't recognize that name.
Okay. Now, how about McDonald's, the corporation? How warm and favorable do you feel towards them?
Well, we don't eat out in fast food restaurants very much, so
right.
I'm sure they're a nice restaurant, but...
Well, how should I record your answer?
Well, it's not really warm and favorable. It's whether we use them. I would say maybe a 25.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And Tina Koltek?
Maybe a 25.
Thank you. And you never give me a number for Joe Biden. I'm sorry, ma'am. From 0 to 100.
Probably be a 0.
Okay, thank you. And how about Janelle Bynum? Do you give me a number for that?
I don't know who that person is.
Understood.
So,
you know,
what do you do if you don't know someone?
Well, yeah, if you don't have no opinion, particular warm on call, that would be 50. You don't feel particular warm on calls towards that person, you know.
I see. Well, all right, 50, I guess.
Thank you, ma'am. And Donald Trump, from 0 to 100.
Well, I give him a 100.
Thank you. And Democrats in Congress?
I would give him a 25.
Okay. Republicans in Congress?
Yeah, I would give him a 100.
Thank you. Kamala Harris? What number?
25.
And J.D. Vance?
I don't know that person.
Okay. 50 is neither, means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. And since you don't know that person, can I record that as your answer, or you want to give her a number in particular?
Well, you go ahead, 50.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, I know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Cornel West, or Democrat Joe Biden, or Mr. Donald Trump?
Well, I can't tell you who I vote for.
No, if you have to decide today, let's say the election for president, just, you know, for the sake of research, I know you might probably change your mind, you know, ahead of time. You will do some more research. But would you lean towards any of them, like Robert F. Kennedy
yes,
Jr.?
I would lean toward Mr. Trump.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what if the election for Congress were held today? Would you vote for the Democrat, Janelle Bynum, or Republican Lori Chavez Derrimer? Thank you. And even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, but what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair change, a small just a very little or slight change or no change at all, that you will support her.
Small.
A small, you say, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Thank you. And disapprove strongly or somewhat?
I couldn't understand what you said.
Yeah, disapprove strongly or disapprove somewhat. Yeah. Or disapprove somewhat.
Well, I suppose somewhere in between those two, I disapprove of his, I disapprove of what he represents. Are you finished? Thank you for trying to work.